Dr. Manjula Dukkani report on patient Daniel De Blasio, D-E-B-L-A-S-I-O, first name Daniel. Date of birth 1/10/1982. Dear Dr. Elgazar, regarding Mr. De Blasio with right knee septic arthritis, period. In a new paragraph, patient left the hospital before cultures were finalized, period. Vancomycin was started empirically to cover for gram-positive cocci. And it was planned to switch to dalbavancin or ANSEF, period. Patient was in new paragraph. Patient was informed that he could possibly need a 6-week course of antibiotic therapy, and was advised to obtain an additional MRI of the knee towards the completion date of the antibiotics to reassess the possibility of infection and to rule out the possibility of osteomyelitis. Patient never returned for follow-up and did not obtain insurance approval for MRI, period. In addition, patient was also advised to take dalbavancin 1.5 grams IV weekly for 2 doses. However, it is my understanding that the insurance provider did not provide approval for this medication, period. I tried several times to contact the IV company, but they could not provide the medication without insurance approval, period. I contacted the patient's insurance provider, could not get authorization from the claims examiner, period. In addition, it should be noted that the patient pulled the PICC line before the antibiotic dosing was completed. Technically, he never finished the course of therapy, period. He's now under the care of a new orthopedic surgeon as well as a new ID physician out in Morristown, period. New paragraph. I will continue to update you on any new information obtained. We'll follow with you. And I had further recommendations. Thank you for allowing me to participate in the care of your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACP, and of dictation.